T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Home of the Buffalo Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
All right, if you slept through it, the Sabres fell to the Flames last night, 4-3 in Calgary. Milan Lucic scored his first goal as a Flame. Sean Monahan had a goal and an assist. Johnny Gaudreau and Tobias Rieder scored. Derek Ryan had 2 assists, and David Rittich made 26 saves. Sam Reinhart, Jake McCabe, Jack Eichel scored. Victor Olofsson, 2 assists. Linus Allmark made 25 saves. Buffalo continues its Western Canada road trip in Vancouver to face the Canucks tomorrow at 4 p.m. Marty Biron will join the Instigators next from Vancouver. The Bruins' winning streak ended last night at 8 games in a 4-3 overtime loss to the Hawks. Blackhawks, obviously. Jonathan Toews scored in overtime for the win. Ryan Carpenter and Alex DeBrincat also scored. Dylan Strome had a goal and an assist. Connor Murphy had 2 assists, and Robin Lehner made 37 saves. Joachim Nordstrom, Chris Wagner, and Torrey Krug all scored, and Tuukka Rask, 27 saves for the Bruins. Over to football, Bills host the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday at New Era Field for a 1 p.m. kickoff. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3, where John Murphy and Bills insider Chris Brown for a full preview of the game. They will be joined by CBS Sports, Evan Washburn, NFL Films, Greg Cosell, and Bills reporter Matty Glab, and Bills linebacker with the lowdown, Lorenzo Alexander. The Bears defeated the Cowboys in Thursday Night Football 31-24. This was Dallas's third loss in a row, while Chicago won their third straight. Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky threw for 244 yards with 3 touchdown passes, 1 interception, and he also rushed for a 63-yard touchdown, including a 23-yard touchdown. He ran for 63 yards, including a 23-yard touchdown. Sorry. And Tom Brady was limited in practice yesterday as he is dealing with a toe and right elbow ailments. Okay. Those toe injuries, and we toe the line now with Marty Biron. Joins us. Marty, you know what day it is?
It's the start of fantasy football playoffs for our Instigator group. So, Hammer, if you want to help Rivs with his lineup, go ahead. He needs help.
No, are you in the playoffs, Marty?
I am in the playoffs. I made it easy. 8 teams out of the 10 made the playoffs. I wanted everybody to feel good about themselves.
Am I in?
I don't know, PD, if you are. But
am I in?
Yeah, you better check your
lineup. Do I play
you
this week? You
already missed Thursday night.
Yeah, I didn't do anything to my lineup. So I guess I play Riv this week. You know what day it is today, Marty?
No, what is it?
Well, it's 2 days. National Microwave Oven Day. I'm not sure if that means anything to you, but I know this one meant something to me back in the day. It's National Bartender Day. Be sure to tip your bartenders.
I think the microwave oven means a lot more to me because when I was a kid, I used to come home for lunch every day and my parents both worked. So we would have something heated up in the microwave and that's the way we went. So thank goodness for that.
And also on this day, fun fact, 1990, Tampa Bay and Ottawa are awarded expansion franchises, making the NHL a 24-team league when they began play in 92-93. Can we name the 2 players that were drafted?
And what year?
92-93 was their first year. Was it not the Daigle?
Yes.
Yes.
And Roman Hamrlik, I think.
Yes. For Tampa Bay. Hamrlik was in 92. He was my year.
Second overall.
First overall.
Oh, was he? All right. Anyway, Marty.
Yeah, the Daigle was a year later, I believe, because Ottawa finished last, and then they got the right to Alexander Daigle in 93. Yeah.
Then who did they take the year they came in, then?
I'm going to go and look that up while you guys chit-chat. We have Dennis 4 guys Vial. On Danny Vial.
Wasn't Radek Bonk, was it?
Ooh, it might have been Radek Bonk.
Alexi Yashin?
Oh, yeah.
No, Alexi Yashin was second overall to Ottawa in 92. He was the second overall pick, Alexi Yashin, in
92. Yes, he was. Marty, Patty Collette is here as well, but I want to ask you this. We had an interesting conversation with JR yesterday, and then we'll get into the game last night. Where are you on music in practice?
I am not a huge fan of music in practice all the time. I think once in a while you can do it. It's fun as long as you pick good tunes. Some coaches like to crank up the music so that players have to communicate more and louder between each other. But I think you want to be able to talk to one another when you're in the lines and, you know, when you're making plays. So I'm not a huge fan of it all the time. I think it gets stale after a little bit. But once in a while, why not? Crank some tunes at Christmas time. Put some Christmas music. Have fun with it.
Let's talk about cranking something up. The Sabres power play. You had a stat last night. 18 passes, 40 seconds. Sam Reinhart referencing that they got to get the power play going. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing the execution wasn't great yesterday. Like when I talked about the 18 passes before taking a shot on net, I think there was three or four of those passes that were for one-timers. They were going backdoor. There were some opportunities, but they missed the mark. It was in the feet or it was on the wrong side. So if it's a right-handed shot coming down and the pass is on the left, these guys can't take the one-timer. So the execution wasn't there, and the reluctance to shoot at times, even if you're just in the slot, you know, but you don't have a great shot, but you're just going to throw it at the net and hope that somebody can get to a rebound and make the defenders work hard. Pat, you know, as a penalty killer, and Rivs as well, but, you know, if they just pass the puck around the perimeter, it's not tiring because you're not reacting. You're not exhausting yourself to get to rebounds, to get to the corners. And right now, the Sabres are just playing on the perimeters. They're not making the penalty killers tired, and they're not getting opportunity to open up in the slot or even on rebounds because the penalty killers are fresh and they get to work.
It's nice to be centered out, eh, Paulie, by the great Marty Biron. Just acknowledge two guys on the panel. Go ahead, you had something to say,
Marty. When you were counting those 18 shots, did you see opportunities to shoot in those 18 shots? Were there opportunities there to get pucks to the net?
Yeah, I did, and there was a couple of them where they went to the bumper position where Connor Sherry was. And I know that wasn't the Eichel line. Maybe the Eichel unit would have gotten a shot on net or maybe a better opportunity. But when you're 0-for-7, you know, before the last power play, which ended up being a 6-on-4 goal, you're 0-for-7. You have 8 shot attempts and 4 shots on net in those 7 power plays. You had 12 minutes of power play time and you had 8 shot attempts. I mean, that's at 5-on-5, that wouldn't even be acceptable. On the power play, that's even worse. So, yeah, I saw some opportunities to get pucks to the net. I saw some missed passes, as I pointed out, where guys weren't able to take shots. But at some point, you got to say, you're sitting on the bench and you're like, hey, we're going to go on the ice and we're going to throw everything at the net. We're making 2 passes and the third one is a shot on net. We're not wasting time 40 seconds to take a meaningless blue line shot on the power play.
You haven't been on with us all week, and I'll just go back to what we were talking about in the A block, and that is Jack's game right now. Where are you seeing this?
Well, I think, yesterday wasn't his best game of, you know, the last 11 in his streak, but you still saw some flashes. You still saw him like wanting the puck, late in the game, you're down a couple of goals. They're coming off the ice and he's tapping his stick on the ice. Like, give me the puck. I want to carry the mail off the ice. I want to get things done. He's doing everything he can. And I think right now what we're seeing is the rest of the National Hockey League is talking about Jack Eichel as one of the top 5 players in the National Hockey League, one of the top 10. Nobody knows where to fit him. But what I'm seeing is a guy that's trying to elevate his game and bring his team up with him more often than none. And I think that's a great sign to see because we've been aware of Jack's body language at time and what, you know, the slumping shoulders and the look into the sky and all of that. But I'm not seeing any of that right now. I'm seeing a guy that really wants to go forward. Maybe that's because he's having so much success individually, but he wants the team to jump on board with him.
You were going to say
thoughts
something.
On the team moving out to Vancouver. Vibe with the boys after their loss against the Flames. What are your thoughts moving into Vancouver?
It was pretty quiet yesterday when we boarded the buses and then the plane. You know, I think the players know that 3 in 4 nights in the Western Canadian trip is hard. Tomorrow is an afternoon game in Vancouver. Then you go to Edmonton, who just got spanked by the Ottawa Senators the other night. Tyler Ennis had 3 points, but this is not going to be easy. Vancouver is a good hockey team. They seem to have found an identity since they named their captain. And you've got Elias Pettersson playing really well. So for me, this is Calgary was probably the team or the game that if you looked at it, say, oh, that's going to be the one that is should be a win in your column. And then you move on and you hope to have a split over the weekend. So I think it's going to be a challenging weekend for the Sabres.
Yeah, just to start that road trip off right, that would have been a big one with you know.
But yeah, Calgary build momentum. 4-0-1 in their last five. They're playing better hockey.
No, they are. No, there's no question. I'm not taking anything away from the Flames. They were the better team last night. But I'm just saying, I think the Sabres still had, even though they were down by 3 at one point, they had chances to win that game earlier on. Let's talk about Ullmark. What do you think of his game? What do you think about his play to date?
I think he's played really well of late. I think the numbers are not really telling when you could look at Linus Ullmark. A lot of 3-goal game, 4-goal game, but I think he's made a lot of big saves in very important situation for the Sabres to get him some wins lately. I mean, even though he beat the Leafs, he gave up, you know, a fair amount of goals in that game, but he made some really big saves down the stretch. The game in Florida a couple of weeks back was a 5-2 win, but they totally got outshot and outchanced that game. He was really good. So I think we've seen a lot of good out of Linus Ullmark. Obviously, this weekend with Vancouver and Edmonton, I'm looking at a split probably. Hutton one, Ullmark the other. I don't know which way they're going to go. I'd have to look at the personal record of players against those teams and see which one I'd feel more comfortable to throw in. But you got to use everybody. And Ralph Kruger's talked about, not overplaying one guy in net, not overplaying one line. But we're getting in December right now. You've got to almost, give the ball to those that are really playing well and maybe double shift a couple of guys off up front and play a goalie a little bit more. And I think that's what they're doing.
Marty, I'd like to ask a goalie this. I brought it up earlier in the show.
Yep.
Ullmark, if it wasn't for Ullmark, Calgary would have had 6 or 7 last night, especially in the second period. He made some great saves. I looked at the shorthanded goal, and I did say it's not an easy save at all. It's a breakaway. The guy's coming in. Yeah, that's not an easy save. But yet, I wouldn't mind saying that I'd like my goaltender to make a big save for me there. Is that a fair thing to say, you being a goaltender?
No, that's a fair thing because it's 2-1 at the time. You're on the power play. You're thinking, well, it was 1-1, but that made it 2-1 on a shorthanded goal. But you're thinking, maybe we're going to take a lead here. You're on the power play, and then and Toby Ryder comes in on a breakaway. He's got a ton of speed. And when he makes the move to the back end, you see Ullmark overreaching to the glove side because he's thinking, I don't want him to go around me. But a lot of goalies, and that's I've been guilty of it, and a lot of goalies have been guilty of the same thing, is they forget about their stick. Their stick doesn't really come to the middle. Henrik Lundqvist was really good at this, making that save. With the stick right between the legs, being able to follow the player on the back end move. It's such a timing move. And if Reeder misses on the back end, it looks like a terrible play. We've seen guys miss on the back end. You remember Olli Jokinen with the Rangers against Brian Boucher in the shootout last game of the season in 2009-2010? He tries the little chip back end. It hits Boucher right in the pants, and it looks like a terrible move. But if you have speed and if you can sell it to the goalie that you're going to go around his leg and you make him open, you can slide it in on the back end. And yeah, it's one of those play that you're like, oh, you'd like a save there. But there was so much more happening before that goal that
absolutely,
you can put the blame on so many other guys before putting it on Ullmark.
Take us for a walk around your hotel room. I want to see if, like, you throw your bag on the floor and leave it messy. I want to see if you make your bed. I want to see if your shaving kit's open with toothpaste and toothbrush everywhere.
And eyeliner.
What kind of travel?
So my bed is made because I wanted you guys to look good. I do have pants on today, Rivs. Look, I've got my jeans on, so I'm not pantless today. The bag's in the corner right over here. It's open. It's just, no, that's the table. But right behind there, there's the bag on the floor.
Okay.
It's open.
Marty, and, most important question.
I got the shaving kit open in the bathroom. But
Is there any candy wrappers on the bedside table?
No, I have. You know what? Here's what's disappointing, Ribs. And PD and PK and Paul, whatever. Is
guys.
And they put Gatorades and water and fruits, you know, as you walk in the hotel. But you're in Canada. What's the one thing you would want when you walk into a hotel in Canada as a treat when you walk in?
Canadian chocolate bar.
Coffee
ketchup,
crisp.
Chips.
Coffee
Canadian
crisp. Chocolate bar, chips. All we got was these Clif bars. I mean, come on. Like, what am I going to do with Clif bars? I want Coffee Crisp. Arrow, Kit Kats, I want Ruffled Chips, All Dress. I want all of that.
They could be sending you
a
message.
Totally different. The things have changed.
Craig said, no. We want to make sure he hears that. That's the best line of the show so far. Go ahead. Say it again.
I can't remember what he just said. What
is safety. Yeah, the old safety dance. Hey,
he said you're looking a little chubby there, Marty.
He said basically what he's saying is maybe they're trying to tell you something.
It's the lights. I don't have good lights in this room, so I had to switch things around to make sure you guys could see me right.
Question. Have you been to the old watering hole, Roxy?
No, we got in late last night. Obviously,
exactly.
It was midnight.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
That doesn't matter. What does that matter?
I know I got a couple of texts when I got in. Hey, you're going for a drink somewhere? And I said, nope, going to bed. So I shut her down.
And those players were who?
And today, maybe we'll walk around.
Marty, I hope those weren't players, eh, Marty? Like, don't be outing players on a
no,
show.
No, they were not players. I do not text with players while on the road trip. It wasn't Rob Reeder, so I'm good.
Marty's the guy that would talk in front of the coach and be like, Petey and Rivs text me last night at 1 a.m. and they're like, let's go out for a beer.
And Marty wasn't playing the next night. Yeah.
Marty's like, no, but I wanted to be ready for practice today.
Listen, I don't know if it's a French thing or not, but one year we were in Montreal and JP and Danny were on the trip because they were going to see the doctor that did their sports hernia surgery in Montreal. So we went for dinner. I went back to the hotel, went to bed. They went out. They walked in at like 3 a.m. with poutine and, you know, hot dogs and all of that. And they woke me up. They woke Rory Fitzpatrick up. We had a midnight snack and went back to bed after that. That's the way we do it.
That was after they dropped me off in my room with Pominville.
Probably.
I was there. We brought Pominville back. They woke him up at like 3 a.m. and we were jumping on him and we brought him poutine with like sausage in it. We went to some place that was downstairs right off like the main drag and they had peppers on it. And I'm like, that's how you guys get your poutine. And Pominville woke up and he was all excited because Briere and Dumont brought them back poutine at like
was there a bouncer standing outside the door and smoke coming underneath and then they let you in? No, okay, that was a different place.
So, Marty, you actually had furniture
in
your
metal,
room.
It was in
you hanging
metal
out with the Castitsins too?
We were frequently cruising the same
I can remember what
places.
It looked like. It was in a metal tin where you fold the side over, the plastic cover. It was
like a chef's takeout container.
Because it was hot. Yes, exactly, like chef's pickup.
Yep. Did you have gravy on there?
Well, it's poutine, Riv.
Oh, yeah. It's
it wouldn't be called
nonsense.
Poutine
you
if
you
there
don't
was
have
no gravy.
Fries.
Way to go,
Rivs.
Sharp.
Sorry, was that too hard
on
you?
Hey, PK, how's it going? You're being quiet over there. What's
I'm just listening to the guys do their job. Very nice talking to you, and they're doing a great job here.
Marty, I'm looking at your furniture. Who stole your furniture? Was that Pominville that stole your furniture?
Stole my furniture?
In your room when you played. You came back and your furniture
was
in the hallway.
That was a combination of Palmer, Danny, JP, Chris Drury. Yeah, they all decided. PD and I were on a little walk in Florida that night. We decided to walk a little longer than we should have, and we came in a little later. And
is that what you call that?
Hallway,
190 octane.
Is that what you call 15 beers in an hour?
How come, Marty?
A little walk.
How come PD had furniture and you didn't?
Oh, and that was the worst night, Marty,
because
you were super loud and we just lost.
Part of the group. So they were able to get in my room because JP was my roommate, and they were able to get in my room, but nobody was able to get in Petey's room.
Well, it's, I just remember the coaches were in the lobby, and everything, the all hell broke loose. Is that the same night when we were on the second floor, and there was like a walkway over top, and Marty came up, and all of his furniture's in the hallway, and then guys are running around on the roof? And Roisey and I were in our rooms, like, covered up, like, oh, we are going to be in so much trouble. this is going to be tomorrow. There's no way that the coaches are in the lobby and they can't hear us.
No, but we had played that night, so we were staying overnight and flying to Montreal the next day. So it's not like we had a game the next day. We were being responsible adults right there.
But we lost, and Lindy gave us the red light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was mad after the game. He says, you guys go get something to eat, and you better be in by 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. And PD and I walked in. It wasn't that late. It was maybe 1:45. It wasn't like we jumped curfew that bad.
I honestly don't remember this.
You don't
remember? Marty. Hey, be good. Be good in Vancouver, and take care. Have a great weekend.
Well, good. And if you guys have any suggestions for the power play, send them to me, and I will pass them along. I think they're it's kind of like one of those where you're a little bit out of ideas. They move Risto 5-on-3. They had Risto in front of the net. They had him at the point. They're trying. It's just the execution's not there.
I think Earl's for dinner, early to bed, and then you got a great game coming up tomorrow.
Earl's dinner, Roxy for one, and maybe the pita pit across the street. That's the hat trick for tonight.
Get the Visine out for the game, Marty. Be ready to rock and roll. Have a safe trip.
I'll be getting my 8 hours of sleep. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. We got to go to break. The Dreger's coming up next. All right, Marty Biron, kind enough to join us from Vancouver. Darren Dreger coming up. And, we'll be right back. We talk trades with him, coaches on the hot seat. Obviously, the Sabres were in the trade rumors there a little while ago, and that's probably still going. So we'll talk to the TSN Hockey Insider when we return.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
Welcome back to The Instigators. Pat Coletta here, and Darren Dreger joins us.
Wow!
Wow!
Yes! Like this is that. Like when they draft another young enforcer, and you're like, uh-oh. I could be replaced very soon. Welcome, Dregs.
Hey, guys, how are you? Patty, how are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Why don't we go through the Department of Player Safety and case by case talk about your historic incidents? So
I deleted that out of my memory. So,
but Dregs,
it's all positive stuff.
We are happy to rehash it all if you want. Hey, which one you want to talk about first there, Dregs?
That's a good question. What was the biggest one?
The Ton Gamer, Jack Johnson.
Oh, of course.
I've yeah, he, like I said, I deleted that on my memory and the talks I had with the league. So it's all positive stuff now moving forward.
Good for you.
Yes, it's all learn to play now.
It's all learn to play.
But his slogan is learn to play, but not my way.
You know what? Patrick, I don't know what you're doing now aside from trying to be a radio host, and you're doing an excellent job.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
There's got to be a spot for a guy like you in the Department of Player Safety. I mean, if George Parros can ascend to the throne, to the top of the mountain, there's got to be a place with a man of your experience in that department.
Well, I do have a lot of experience in that field, but I'm going to choose not to just follow that path quite yet.
Well, let's talk. Let's talk, Drake. So we'll get on something fun first. Peter Mrazek, will he be fine for diving last night?
Well, probably not, given and this is what drives me crazy about social media, but I appreciate and I understand social media. I mean, it is a free channel venue for anyone to offer up their opinion. I found this amusing. I found it amusing. I mean, there's a little bit of an exchange between Mrazek and Joe Thornton. And then Joe Thornton gives the rare throat punch. You don't often see a throat punch in today's NHL. but Thornton throws it out there. And I'll tell you, I love it because it's a staple of the Ray and Dregs Hockey Podcast. We nominate a throat punch candidate every single week. So now that we have the video to go along with that. But, I mean, was there a sniper in the crowd somewhere? I mean, that was a love tap by Joe Thornton, and Mrazek went down like, he's out for the rest of the year. So we'll see if there's anything. I hope not, because, like I said, it looked more like a love tap to me.
Oh, yeah, listen, I mean, that's kind of what we said, too. And there's not going to be any suspension or no chance but there is a chance he might get fined, it sounds like, but that might be unlikely. Moving on, that was just a
here's the thing, they're not gonna go without finding Joe Thornton. You can't just you can't just throw a right jab
at a goaltender.
Well, they've been throwing elbows left, right, and center, and it's only accumulated $10,000 in fines.
Well, they're trying to build it up.
Build up the fund, eh?
That's right. That's right.
But, I mean, did you see those elbows that we're talking about this week? There were like three in one night, Dregs. I mean, I don't want to criticize, but I feel like one of those could have been suspendable.
Yeah, but I'm okay that they weren't. I understand what you're saying. And you know, that type of play, especially when the head is involved, is going to generate some interest from George Parros and the Department of Player Safety. But let's not knee-jerk to hand out suspensions. You know, I guess, you know, Thornton crossed the line by punching the goaltender. I didn't think that it was violent or aggressive, although the anti-fighters would argue that any punch is violent and aggressive. So if Joe Thornton ends up getting a fine, I'm sure he'll be okay with that.
Anything on the trade front? So I know Sabres. Well, Sabres were talking, or we heard Jason Botterill. I don't know how long ago that was. A couple weeks or a few weeks ago now. Actively looking. Do you know anything? Any players in conversation?
No. And look, it's important to note that they're still in conversation. Look, Botterill's been looking for several weeks now. This isn't a new story, and he continues to talk to other general managers and. There isn't a fit for a variety of reasons. So many teams are banged up with injury, and you don't have to be impacted by long-term injury, and that does have influence on the salary cap, obviously. But just having a player out of your lineup for a couple of games matters because maybe there is a fit with a specific player or a team, but all of a sudden injury strikes, and that team can't trade that player, and there's no longer a fit with the Buffalo Sabres. So There's some conversation, but it doesn't feel like there's anything on the front burner. And by the way, you guys would probably find this obvious. Because the Taylor Hall conversations are heating up, I checked with a Buffalo source as to whether or not the Sabres could ever see a way that, even on a rental perspective, they would have interest in Taylor Hall. And the message I got back was no, that they like the group that they have. They wouldn't see Taylor Hall being a long-term fit. And if he doesn't make sense in the long term, then why would you give up the collection of assets that you'd need to acquire them even as a rental. So I think we can take Buffalo. If there's been any speculation or conversation, let's stop it, because the Sabres aren't the right fit for Hall and the New Jersey Devils. So then you got to look elsewhere. I reported last night in Insider Trading, the Arizona Coyotes have keen interest in Taylor Hall, and they understand that the ask is likely going to be a first-round draft pick, probably a top prospect or a good young player, and maybe a conditional first-round pick or a conditional draft pick if Taylor Hall signs. And that's not spooking the Arizona Coyotes. And, you know, I checked this morning, this team continues to push here. I mean, their top spot in the Pacific Division, he'd be an excellent complement to the Arizona Coyotes. And then you look at Colorado as a potential fit, a long shot with the Montreal Canadiens, but Ray Shero and the New Jersey Devils aren't in any rush. Could happen tomorrow. It could happen right before the trade deadline. It may take that much time.
All right. So do you know any teams that could potentially be in conversation with Buffalo? I mean, or players for that matter, or type of player, who's been called, anything like that?
No, not really. You know, nothing specific. And it's like I said a minute ago, it has more to do with the fact that, you know, teams are continually banged up here. You know, there are teams that are interested in perhaps making a move. Would Buffalo have some type of fit with the New York Rangers? Hard to say. I look at the New York Rangers, and I'm not connecting Buffalo and the New York Rangers. I'm just looking at potential scenarios here. You know, the Rangers have a couple of restricted free agent guys that, you know, aren't going to be easy to get signed, and they've got arbitration rights. I'm looking at Strome, and I'm looking at D'Angelo, and I'm looking at the years that those two players are having. And then beyond that, the Chris Kreider speculation is probably going to amp up again after the holidays, early into the new year. So maybe there's a fit there for Buffalo. I don't know, but that's pure speculation, because although Botterill continues to make his calls, I haven't really legitimately found a player or a connection between Buffalo and the team that makes sense yet.
I want to read you Nathan MacKinnon's comments. I'm sure you've already heard them, but I'm curious to know your thoughts on them and what agents might think, the NHLPA might think. He said, he basically explained to Forbes that he wants to win with the Colorado Avalanche by saying, obviously my current deal is pretty team friendly now, but it was worth it at the time. I have no regrets. On my next deal, I'll take less again because I want to win with this group. Is that a favorable statement league-wide? I think it's refreshing for fans to hear. I'll tell you, I think fans in Colorado and teammates, you know, I mean, you look at what they've done in Boston. Yeah.
Well, it's refreshing in Colorado. It doesn't make the fans of other teams happy because, you know, a star like that wanting to take less money, you don't hear it very often. The last guy that we heard of that was a guy in Tampa Bay who took a lot less money to stay in Tampa Bay, and that was Steve Stamkos.
Right. Well, I mean, back in the Bob Goodenough era, I mean, he would have went bananas, you know, if a player had been quoted saying this. Not the case anymore. And I think we have to put it in context and keep it there. I spoke with Nathan MacKinnon's agent, Pat Brisson, you know, after the Forbes report came out. And he said, look, you know, first of all, let's recognize that Nathan MacKinnon has 3.5 years remaining on his existing contract. Yes, he's had a team-friendly cap hit at $6.3 million. But let's see what the cap hit is and then what the salary cap, the high end of the salary cap is when his contract expires. I mean, what if the salary cap is between $90 and $95 million? Well, obviously, the percentage that Nathan MacKinnon could command is going to go up considerably. So if he's in that $13, $14 million range and he decides that I'll leave $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million on the table and he takes $12 million to stay in Colorado, you know, yes, that's a discount in theory, but that is still a tremendous amount of money. And then you've got to look at how competitive the Avalanche are. And that's what Nathan MacKinnon is talking about. If this team has the elements to be a true Stanley Cup favored team, or they've already won a Stanley Cup and they're trying to stay in that mode of continuing to win Stanley Cups, then that's what MacKinnon would look at. So, you know, he's willing to take less, but there's some variables that have to be considered, and he's got 3.5 years to have a look at those things.
If you're not aware, were you going to say something? Because the Ray and Drags podcast.
I was just going to say that Nate McKinnon has this year and three more years. Yeah. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent when he's, what, 27 years old? Yeah. I mean, he's still going to have a tremendous amount of hockey life left in him.
Awesome story and, yesterday. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was all I was going to say is that, look, it all depends on what the Avs look like in 3.5 years. If they're a contending team, he's going to want to pit in there and stay there. And if they're not, then he's going to get a boatload on the free agent market. No question.
Great story by Jeff O'Neill yesterday about Kevin Dineen. My brother played for Dineen in Portland when he was there. Loved him, but just I don't even know that I could do the story justice. So I guess all I want people to do is go check it out. You're on Twitter now too, right?
Twitter, Instagram, you name it. We've got all those social channels figured out finally. It's only taken 11 episodes, but we're finally there.
So O'Neill, I'll quickly just tell you, we got to go to break, but O'Neill was his roommate, Kevin Dineen's roommate on the road.
Kevin Dineen,
And Dineen was on the phone with probably his brother or something like that, and he's like, oh, you know, we got this young kid, you know. Oh, you know, he's good, but he's really inconsistent. You know, we don't really know what he's going to be, and O'Neill's like, I'm right here. You know, like he's saying this to his brother because they were roommates. And he's like, I'm right here in the room. And then the best was the party when he told him to stay in the minors. Go listen to it. It's absolutely awesome.
Absolutely. We're gonna
great stuff,
right
Drags. Enjoy it. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks,
all
Drags.
Right, Darren Dreger, every Friday right here at 11:30. We'll be right back with a quick buy-sell trade, and then we'll say bye to Patty Collette. Until next time, nice open.
Thanks.
Now we'll let Patty
I've
open.
Been working
you know
on
what?
It
Here's a tease. Patty's going to run the next segment when we come back.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
It's not like that. Come on.
Time now for buy, sell, trade. I'm going to turn this over to Rivs real quick before Petey gets started. Rivs, can you please point something out?
First of all, that opening was a snooze fest, Patty. And the reason why Andrew asked you to open, because he loves to, he wants to know how good he is. No. That's the whole point.
I know, I agree.
I don't want to know how good I am.
Yeah. He asked me everything.
I want to see and hear how bad you guys are.
Yeah. This is what he did.
Because I'm bad. You guys are just a different level of bad.
Every single day. Bring us back here.
Here. You listen to Howard and Jeremy. One will come back, the other one won't. Show Bulldog. I mean, it's kind of the flow of a duo. This is like, I'm like Billy Joel. I start everything off. I sing it. I just, you know, occasionally you throw a saxophone in or something. You know?
Yeah, but the difference
maybe
is
a lyric.
The difference is, beside your title, you are the host of the Instigators.
Co-host.
My title is the co-host. So I'm the sidekick. I'm Batman. You're Batman. I'm Robin.
Glad
I'm sitting.
I'm glad
sitting
we established this.
Exactly. You call me Robin all the time, and I'm okay with that because I like to be a team player.
Robin was my favorite. He had the best colors on his suit.
No. I know, so much.
No,
better.
No, Robin. Right? Robin's
JJ.
Terrible.
We're gonna do buy sell trade.
Buy sell trade. Robin is better than
so
Batman.
Pushy back there.
Presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports. You can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment.
What do we got here? What do we got here for the buy sell trade?
You
want
to do a real buy sell trade? Rasmus Asplund has earned a spot in the Sabres lineup for the rest of the season. Buy, sell, trade.
What do we got, Patty? What do you think?
I agree. I think he does.
Why?
I just think the way he's playing, what he's doing, the role. I know the kid personally and what he brings to the team as a person. And I think he's a great kid, and I think he's good for the team.
Okay. I will concur. I'm going to buy this also. I think Rasmus Asplund, with his ability to skate, his ability to make plays, he's defensively responsible. He's going to be in a bottom six forward, but I love his skill set. I love the way he plays the game, his mind, and I think he's ready for the National Hockey League full time.
Yeah, he's only going to get better, too. I mean, he's just starting off here.
That's right.
Nerve stuff, he'll be fine.
Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Be safe. We'll be back here on Tuesday because Monday is Football Monday. Go Bills, by the way. Hey, they got the Ravens, right?
Yep.
So, One Bills Live next. Thank you, Patty Coletta. Thank you, Paul Hamilton, for coming in. Thank you, Marty, in Vancouver in your hotel. And, again, have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.